I am so excited to tell you about South Puget Sound Community College's Craft Beverage Business Management Program. You see, SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program is designed to provide you with the skills and knowledge you need to succeed in one of the fastest growing sectors in business. With a curriculum that includes courses on beverage production, distribution, and marketing, you'll learn the ins and outs of the craft beverage industry from some experienced professionals. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with industry leaders and gain valuable hands-on experience through internships and field trips. But check this out, that's not all. You'll also have access to state-of-the-art facilities and equipment, including a beautiful pilot brewery, cidery, and distillery. You'll learn the latest techniques and technologies for brewing, fermenting, and distilling. So if you're passionate about craft beer, cider, or spirits, and want to turn that passion into a career, visit spscc.edu/brewing.
Business and bourbon.
Why the hell did you start a business?
Real talk, real people.
What is my value? Because I didn't know it at the time.
Real drinks.
I am not everybody's cup of tea.
We're going to get real, man.
This is where you need to be. I'm Ronnell Richards, and this is where leaders come.
You're very open in sharing your story. Why?
We're doing business with human beings.
Like all those questions you would ask yourself if you transition to become an entrepreneur.
No guidelines, no rules, make it happen.
Education, inspiration, and motivation. Man, I can't wait to get into this. Welcome back to Business and Bourbon, where we have real talk with real people. I have got the very best leaders here at the Channel Partners Conference in Las Vegas hanging out with me in our beautiful B&B Lounge Venetian penthouse suite here. Let me rewind that. Beautiful B&B Lounge penthouse suite in the Venetian. We're here at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas and having a great time. And I am joined right now by my friend Robert Bowling, another Kentucky guy. Well, now we got two. You're our second Kentucky guy on the show. So my first question for you.
So it's a quality improvement today. Is that what it is?
Well, you know what? Yes. Since you're the Kentucky guy, I'm going to say that. So my first question to you, you had some of our whiskeys out there, right? What'd you like? What's your favorite?
Well, the Rabbit Hole rye is good today. On a day in, day out basis,
yeah.
The ryes are probably not my favorite.
Really?
But
you're a Kentucky guy.
I'm a Kentucky person and can be a little bit of a bourbon snob. The Rabbit Hole rye was of what I've had was today's favorite.
So, well, that is, actually, I don't have a favorite. I love them all. Thank you, Rabbit Hole. Thank you for being part. But that certainly is a delicious whiskey. So now you said you're a bourbon guy, and that's really what your favorite is. So I want you to tell me, what are you drinking right now? Like, what's the cool Kentucky experienced bourbon drinker drinking?
From a pretty long-term bourbon drinking person, I'm a Booker 13, 14, 15 kind of person.
Okay. Well, you can't go wrong there. Yeah, there's no one is going to say, oh, no, that's gross. No, you're good. All right, so I want to know, because this business in bourbon, I often say that everyone that's on the platform, they're successful people. They don't get here if they're not successful. Because, first of all, it's an undertaking, right? Like, this isn't just hop on a Zoom and have a conversation. Like, they have to come and they have to sit down with me and look me in the eye. And so we only have successful people on the platform in business. But what's most important to me and what's really exciting to me is the person behind it, you know, because the success that you're having and you've had in your life and what matters to you. And I think that's what really connects us at the end of the day is who we are, right? So it's time to talk about who you are. I know right now you're a guy that's been up for, you had 4 days at Channel Partners. What's that been like?
The Channel Partners is a marathon that seems to only exist on Boston's Heartbreak Hill.
So what's your secret? Like you're now, before you've been here, you're 4 days in almost. Like what, because this conference continues to get bigger and bigger every year. So like for new people, what's the secret to surviving Channel Partners or any of these other sort of marathon conferences?
Sure. One of the, this particular conference, because it is in Vegas, and Vegas is a spread out entity.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, you know, multiple hotels, you've got multiple casinos, you've got an exhibit hall, and they happen to put the main exhibit hall about 6.5 miles from.
I know, it feels that way, right?
and so the first bit of advice for any new person, especially coming to Vegas, shoes.
Yeah.
It is not about fashion. It is about comfort.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Well, if you can combine the two, I mean, I like to think, hey, guys, you'll see later. I got a little fashion and a little comfort going on. You can combine the two.
I'm going with just the Adidas pseudo dress.
There you go. But you did go all black.
That's right.
So it does.
That's what I'm saying. A little bit formal, but the reality is it's just an Adidas comfortable shoe.
Yeah. Well, you're making them work. Me, I got to do these fancy colors and things, you know. So
yeah, but see, I'm a bland person. You're the one with color.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's part of who I am. So, you know, you're doing some really fun things in business that I want to talk about too. But before we get there, I have this fun question I like to ask everyone, and I think it kind of helps the audience connect with who you are as a person. And that is, what type of music you listen to? Like, who's your favorite artist? Who's your favorite type of music you listen to? What do you listen to?
So I'm an old person, and I'm an oldies kind of person.
Type of oldies?
I'm a Beach Boys.
Timeless?
Is you know, and so that Endless Summer, you know, kind of album, a Pet Sounds album, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm an old person that likes old music.
Well, that, you know, the thing about like Beach Boys music though is that it's timeless. It really is. Like, it's multi-generational.
They're still in concert out there. You know, they come out on stage with, you know, in Walker. Oh yeah, I've seen them. Especially they do baseball concerts. You know, all, you know, that, you know, they've done them since, you know.
Yeah.
Santa Claus was invented, and
You said you've been.
Oh yeah,
when's the last one?
Probably 2 years ago.
Oh wow!
After a baseball game.
Okay. So you're a baseball fan.
I enjoy baseball, and frankly, I like what baseball can do from a business standpoint.
Do tell.
Baseball is boring. I mean, to watch.
They're working to try to make it less boring.
I am a huge Savannah Bananas fan, and love the new brand of baseball that they bring. But traditional baseball, especially those midday baseball games, midweek, midday baseball games, I have learned is one of the best business tools there is, because you can rent a suite. Or, you know, keep a suite all year long, but bring customers in for a midday baseball game. They work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They have a work appointment for the next 3 hours, and then they go back and work a little bit in the afternoons. And you basically hold them captive in your suite for 3 hours during a baseball game, which is not very exciting. And so you get great conversation. They're usually going back to the office, and so there is a limit to how much alcohol they consume.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually get a quality captive customer for a period of time.
So you use it kind of like a co-working sort of environment, right? Because you're having them come. You want them to come early.
Correct.
And work from the space.
You know, come early, eat some lunch, work from the space. And the big thing is, don't leave. And I've got you for a long conversation.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to listen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you said something also that kind of resonated with me, and I hadn't really thought about this. Like, to all the baseball fans out there, including my son, who loves baseball. Yeah, I think it's kind of boring too. I applaud them for the changes that they're making, but what I remember about some of the baseball games that I've been to that were like sponsored by different companies is that you're right. There's so much of like a lull that it's easy to talk to someone. And I, literally, that's what I will spend the whole baseball game doing, is talking to people, not really paying attention to the game.
Correct.
Which, if we were at a football game or at a basketball game,
every 30 seconds, you got to do something.
I'm much more engaged than what's happening on the field.
Basketball is near impossible. Football, you've got 30-second increments.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So there's some advice for you guys. Looking at sporting events, baseball is where it's at. Now, you mentioned the Savannah Bananas.
Especially midweek.
Midweek,
midday, because you can you get people at a sporting event under the guise of work.
I like that. I like that. Great marketing advice. You mentioned Savannah Bananas too, which I've seen them. You guys haven't seen them. I haven't seen them in person.
Jesse Cole is the genius of marketing. Uh-huh. He's taken
that's the guy. That's the man in the yellow tuxedo. Oh, okay.
he's the owner. Him and his wife own the Savannah Bananas, and they have basically redefined the game, and they put a time limit on it.
Yeah. They've created something different. It's like a different game.
Oh, it is the tradition. I mean, what's fun to watch is they've got these really good baseball players. There's some good baseball in it.
Yeah.
But they get style points for trick plays.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's hilarious.
And doing things. You know, they've changed the rules. You know, they've taken away the you can't walk if you mm-hmm. I mean and there's a 2-hour time limit, and there's this showdown thing they do at the end. If it's tied, you win. You play per inning, not for runs.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just a whole series. You can go on the internet, look at the rules of banana ball. And if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, you ought to do it. But there is, I think, about 500,000 people on a waiting list to get a ticket.
Are there really? Wow.
They're on a 85 game tour this year. It's very similar to what the Harlem Globetrotters have done, you know, for basketball.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, it's entertainment. It's not, you know, pure league sport.
So,
but it's fun.
So, Robert, I think that you are a sneaky genius at broadcasting, because you have set me up for the perfect transition. So, what I love about the Savannah Bananas is they have taken an industry, they've taken a business that has been run a certain way, and man, it's the rules of baseball have been so arcane, and like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And they've said, no, we're going to do something totally different. And so what? And look at the success they're having.
Actually, 90% of it, we'll keep it that way.
Yeah.
But we're going to change 10%, and look what it's going to do to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we are all trying to unlock our full potential and maximize our productivity. I want to introduce you guys to Magic Mind, the ultimate brain-boosting solution. This will help transform your daily routine. In a fast-paced world, staying focused and energized can be a real challenge. But with Magic Mind, you'll experience a powerful blend of natural ingredients scientifically designed to enhance your cognitive performance. Picture this. You wake up feeling refreshed, take a sip of Magic Mind, and feel an immediate surge of mental clarity and sustained energy. No jitters, no crashes, just pure focus and productivity to conquer your day. Magic Mind's premium formula combines matcha, adaptogens, nootropics, and essential nutrients to optimize your brain function, improve memory, and boost creativity. It's like having a personal productivity coach in every bottle. But that's not all. Magic Mind is also a stress buster. Say goodbye to those anxious moments and hello to a calmer, more relaxed state of mind. It's the secret weapon successful entrepreneurs, artists, and top performers rely on. So whether you're in the office, hitting the gym, or pursuing your other passions, Magic Mind will help keep you in the zone so you can unlock your true potential. So don't settle for mediocre when greatness is within your reach. Ready to upgrade your mind? Head over to magicmind.com and revolutionize your daily routine. Enter code BUSINESSANDBOURBON for an exclusive discount for Business and Bourbon members. Again, that's magicmind.com, code Business and Bourbon. So, again, transition, segue here. you're doing something different. I want you to talk to us about what you're doing in your business.
No, that's, I mean, it is something, it's not new, but we have looked at the traditional, what is a TSD in today's world, that distributes technology. We have sellers that leverage our contracts and take advantage of that. And the traditional model is the TSD would keep a portion of the compensation that comes in related to those sales, whether it's 10%, 20%, 30%, some number. We have kind of turned that on its head. It's a result of a company I bought 10 years ago. But for the last 10 years, we've offered a program where you can pay a monthly subscription fee, a flat amount, and then you get to keep all the compensation yourself. Yeah. And so the more you sell, the more you keep.
So, you know, and that's why I thought it was a nice transition, is because it is vastly different than what is normal
Correct.
In this
Correct.
Industry.
Correct. It is not the traditional model, but we have learned that it works. It had worked for me as a seller when I bought the company originally, and it has continued to work as I have turned that company into a TSD, and leveraged the fact that we know how to do that, and at the end of the day, we know that it's good for the seller, and in my business philosophy, I like to be in an environment where employees, sellers, acquaintances, customers thrive, and I want to enable people to thrive.
Where does that come from?
I think at the core, I hope it comes from my Christian value set. And if you truly love everybody and everything, you're pushing that people thrive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you set aside yourself a little bit. And enable people to thrive and do the best that they can do.
How do you balance that in business? Like, you've been in business for a long time, so like there is the desire to help people to thrive, and then there's this, and then there's the desire to the selfish desire to be successful and generate revenue, money for yourself. How do you balance it?
I don't think it's hard to balance. What I learned a long time ago is don't work for the money, work for the adrenaline, as I call it. See people thrive, see people succeed, see customers benefit from what you do, and the money will fall. And so basically a long time ago, I took my eye off the money and put it on people and the customers. And when I see them succeed, I end up harvesting the success that goes along with it.
Was there a catalyst to that? Was there like something that happened along the way or an experience that you had that helped you to see the light in that respect?
I think it was working for a couple of sharks that were on the other end of the spectrum. that they didn't care about employees. They didn't really care about taking advantage of customers, but they loved the car they drove and the size of their bank account.
Gotcha. Wow.
what you saw is nobody was happy. I mean, nobody really liked working for them. The day they left was the best day of their life, they would say, and that kind of thing. And I said, it doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't.
We can succeed together, and that's at the heart of my value system.
Wow. So how long have you been in this technology channel world?
Well, I've been in technology. I'm in year 49.
Wow. Okay.
I was recruited out of high school to go to work for Continental Telephone 49 years ago.
That is a name that I don't know. So where did they become?
Eventually became GTE, which you know, rolled up. But I mean, I've been in the technology world for 49 years. Been in the channel. We started TDM 24 years ago.
Wow. And you are a true vet in this industry. So I want to ask you this question. I love asking this question to my guests, but I feel like I'm going to get something even more profound from you because you've had so much time to build a successful business, so many experiences to draw on. So if you were to go back you know, 40 years and talk to yourself, give yourself some guidance, give yourself some direction in business, life, like what would that be? What would you say?
I think it would, at the heart, I would say take care of people. Because if you take care of people, you will succeed. And that is right at the heart of it. You know, pay attention to your family. Pay attention to your coworkers.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your customers. Take care of people, and you're going to find success.
I love that. You know, and that seems to be an overwhelming theme on this podcast lately, because, you know, we bring on leaders that are really successful like you, but, you know, folks that have that have years of experience, and they say the same thing. It's been about the relationships, it's been about investing in people, and that's what sustained them to their, you know, to their long-term success. And what I like about what you just shared with me and kind of what you're doing with your business is your desire to kind of do something different. And to be clear, you've been doing it now for 10 years. Comes from this calling to serve the agent community in a way that you feel will be better for them.
That is correct. I am one of the things that I've told a lot of people as I've had conversations this week is the channel is in this period of change related to a lot of the new investment money that's come into the channel, where it's moving away from what had for years been a lifestyle business to a return on investment business.
No doubt.
And that is, that means a substantial impact on people. Because when you're managed under a microscope for return on investment, is way different than people who are allowed to kind of drift and earn a good living without much scrutiny. And that's just one of the huge changes over the last 3 to 5 years of the new investment. It's expecting a return on that investment. And there's a lot more accountability than there used to be. And I think there is a desire for a lot of the people in the channel to kind of move the pendulum back a little bit toward the lifestyle side. And I think that the program, like we are pushing here with a 100% commission, is a step in moving that pendulum back that way.
So, you know, you've been in the channel since basically its inception. You know, really what we know is this technology indirect sales channel basically started.
I may have been the second round. I wasn't part of the founders, but I was there early.
Well, you know, the question I want to ask you is, from your perspective, like, what's next? You just mentioned all of the, you know, mergers and acquisitions and, you know, transitioning from lifestyle to whatever it is that we are today. What do you think the immediate future looks like for this business? Where do you see it going?
Well, I think there's multiple paths of where it's going. I think the young seller is going to change, and the young decision maker will change things. I mean, the younger decision maker is more of an internet buyer.
Yeah.
Versus when you and I went out and originally knocked on doors, sitting down and talking to somebody and having a good conversation like we're having now was important. You couldn't have a sale if you couldn't have a conversation with somebody. That has shifted, especially the younger decision maker. I don't want a conversation. I want just a product set. Lay it in front of me. Let me click. So that's a big change, and I think it will affect especially a lot of SMB business and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I think the other big shift in the channel is, for years we sold what I'll call florist and funeral homes, really the bottom part of the market, that pure, the S of SMB. And over time, we have become truly trusted advisors, and we don't just sling circuits. we can sell a wide, you know, just a big product set of technology. And that is part of what the decision makers that we have befriended and they've developed trust in us are looking for us to solve, not just connectivity issues, but business issues.
Yeah.
And it's a wide range of business issues. There, it is the you know, how do I solve my security issue? How do I, during COVID, one of the things I did is actually drove to a decision maker's house, sat down at his dining room table, and developed a 3-year technology roadmap of how to do business. And wow, that's a customer that spends $1 million a month. I mean, and that means I'm their trusted advisor.
There you go.
and I think that is a big shift in the channel. And so I think you're going to have a lot of point and click decisions that are going to be made. Mm-hmm. And on the other end of the spectrum, a whole lot of true trusted advisors that are the difference maker, way more than even some of the national account teams for the big suppliers.
Yeah.
Is that trusted advisor that comes from the channel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're poised to be able to create solutions and to bring value in ways that you never could in the past if you take that trusted advisor role seriously.
Correct.
So, all right. This has been awesome. It's not often that I get to sit down and talk business with someone that has been in the business world successful, doing their thing for 4+ decades. So I hope you guys are understand and really appreciating what you're getting on this platform, because it's special. Anyway, all that said, I need you to tell people what's the best way to reach out to your company, do business with you guys, because no doubt there's people watching. They're like, oh, I like what Robert's throwing down. Yeah. And he knows a little bit about bourbon, too.
In fact, I had to give Ronell a little gift as part of our shaking hands this week. But to find us, you can find us at tdm.cc, or our TSD is Clarusco, CLARUSCO.com. And go there, find us, ask us questions, and we'll love to come alongside and help you thrive, just like we've helped a lot of other people for a lot of years.
We'll have all of the company information, Robert's information in the show notes, so you guys can reach out, connect, do business with them. So make sure you do that and learn what they're doing and learn a little bit more about this guy. I'm going to come out there and visit you and have some bourbon in person.
Exactly.
And I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it too.
So we'll do that soon. So guys, again, I appreciate you hanging out with us as always. I appreciate you being part of this business and bourbon community. And so thankful for the support that you've given us over the years and watching us grow, and happy to bring this season 4 to you live from the Business and Bourbon Lounge. So it's now time for us to say goodbye, but we will be back soon. So make sure you subscribe so you get every single new episode right into your inbox. Now, we end the show the same way every single time. You guys know how we do it. So I hope that you're out there mouthing it as I say it, but... On 3, you want to do this with me, Robert? Yep. We out. On 3. 3, 2, 1. We out. Oh, one more time. Sometimes it does. It's like technology, right? Technology is like,
that's
so
it.
We're going on 3. We out.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. We out. See you guys.
Business and Bourbon was edited and produced by Glass River Media. Hey, if you like this episode, we'd love it if you rated us 5 stars on your favorite audio or video platform. If you didn't like it so much, rewind it, have another drink. I promise you it'll sound better the next time around. Hey, we also love it if you joined us in our community at businessandbourbon.live. Yeah, go to businessandbourbon.live and join our community for free. You'll have access to exclusive content, and you'll know when we're going to be in your neck of the woods for our best-in-class Business and Bourbon live experience. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.